Why does the world's most powerful nation lead the developed world in believing angels walk among us, that the Earth is 6,000 years old, and that vaccines cause autism? The answer isn't comforting. America didn't accidentally stumble into our post-truth moment. We've been building toward it for 500 years. Our current crisis of reality isn't a bug in the American operating system. It's a feature that's been there since the code was written. America began as something unprecedented, a nation deliberately authored like fiction rather than organically evolved. Two groups of true believers abandoned everything to enact their fantasies in the new world. At Jamestown, gold-obsessed settlers ignored basic survival, becoming what Captain John Smith called slaves to golden promises. They shipped iron pyrite, fool's gold, back to England while thousands died from starvation and disease. Yet the dream persisted, fueling wave after wave of fortune seekers. The Puritans brought a different fantasy, building their New Jerusalem, a perfect religious society free from the Church of England's compromises. These separating Puritans were so extreme, they first exiled themselves to the Netherlands before crossing the Atlantic. They arrived determined to create heaven on earth, seeing America simultaneously as God's chosen land and Satan's battleground. Native Americans weren't just enemies, they were literally the devil's soldiers in a cosmic war. Harvard-educated ministers like Cotton Mather described demons in the shape of armed Indians, framing genocide as spiritual warfare. This dual founding impulse, get-rich-quick fantasists and religious utopians, established a uniquely American mindset, the determination to believe the unbelievable and make fantasies real through sheer will. Martin Luther's 1517 Reformation brought two revolutionary ideas to America. Believers could interpret scripture without priests, and passionate belief in supernatural stories was Christianity's only prerequisite. This democratized truth itself. Millions suddenly claimed the right to determine reality regardless of expert opinion. This Protestant approach differed fundamentally from science. Where science offers provisional understandings open to revision, American believers sought fixed divine truths. When established denominations became too reasonable, they would explode and spin off new sects endlessly. By 1800, a Kentucky communion feast evolved into a week-long gathering of 20,000, briefly one of America's most populous places, featuring preachers shouting from trees while attendees experienced uncontrollable screaming, barking, and convulsive jerks. This Woodstock for American Christianity crystallized a new religious subculture of orgiastic individualism where anyone could become a preacher. Supernatural fears extended to internal threats. Unlike medieval Catholicism, which dismissed witchcraft beliefs, Protestant witch hunts flourished. Salem's trials used spectral evidence, dreams, and visions to convict dozens, executing at least 20 from a population of only 2,400. 19th century America birthed a fantasy industrial complex where pseudoscience flourished. Homeopathy diluted substances to nothing while awarding thousands of MD degrees. Mesmerists blamed disease on electrical imbalance, healing with magnetized rods. Phrenology read personality from skull bumps, becoming America's dominant mental health approach. These movements dangerously equated feelings with facts. Branded patent medicines sold elixirs of sugar, alcohol, opium, or cocaine, claiming miraculous cures for every ailment. America endorsed this in 1815 when the Supreme Court ruled that in free markets, buyer and seller beware, granting legal immunity for half-truths. The 1848 California Gold Rush supercharged these tendencies. Early prospectors found pounds of gold weekly, and the New York Herald declared it set the public mind almost on the highway to insanity. Up to 300,000 young men rushed west in 2 years, transforming overnight into Wild West characters. The gold rush permanently altered American thinking about impossible dreams, proving life could become fabulous romance where reality matched any tall tale. Buffalo Bill Cody embodied America's fusion of fantasy and reality.
After frontier experiences, he became the subject of fictionalized true stories at 23. By 26, he performed as himself on stage while occasionally working as an actual Indian fighter. In 1876, 3 weeks after Custer's defeat, he killed and scalped a Cheyenne warrior while wearing his stage costume. Within months, he toured in a play about this event, displaying Yellow Hair's actual weapons and scalp. His Wild West show featured Native Americans playing themselves, including Sitting Bull, one of Little Bighorn's commanders, as co-star. The 1893 Columbian Exposition perfected this fusion. The White City featured temporary neoclassical buildings covered in plaster, simultaneously fantasy and reality. The fair displayed medieval reproductions alongside authentic artifacts like Sitting Bull's cabin. 27 million visitors absorbed one message. Fantasy seems superior to reality, and the distinction hardly matters. By century's end, selling dreamy fabrications had become routine across American Christianity, news media, advertising, entertainment, politics, and pharmaceuticals. The 1960s propelled fantasy into mainstream culture. The Acelin Institute became the epicenter, birthing the New Age movement, a refuge for those rejecting traditional religion while craving supernatural belief. Intellectuals attacked rationality. Foucault called it oppressive. Kuhn suggested science progressed through belief shifts rather than facts. California's Jesus freaks emerged, former acid heads seeking ecstatic spiritualism through fundamentalist Christianity, foreshadowing the religious right's rise. By the early 1970s, fantasies dominated. Spoon-bending autobiographies, Yale conferences on near-death experiences, books claiming plant sentience. Television premiered supernatural shows like Bewitched and Dark Shadows. Disneyland became America's paradigmatic space where fantasies felt real, spawning living history museums, Renaissance fairs, and Dungeons and Dragons. Americans transformed from fantasy consumers into participants, embodying Tom Wolfe's observation: the greatest age of individualism in American history. All rules are broken. Americans have long embraced conspiracy thinking, from the Declaration of Independence's complaints about the king's alleged plot to modern paranoia. Our history created fertile ground. Protestantism offered alternative truth systems, while Christianity itself resembles belief in a grand conspiracy, God executing his all-encompassing scheme. Like religious explanations, conspiratorial thinking connects dots everywhere, ignoring randomness. The alien abduction phenomenon gained mainstream credibility through Harvard psychiatrist John Mack's 1994 book, Abduction, which received major media praise despite rejecting conventional science. By 1999, fusion paranoia united political extremes. Art Bell's Coast to Coast AM aired conspiracy theories nightly to millions. The X-Files dramatized government conspiracies with taglines like, "I want to believe," and "Trust no one." Two factors allowed fantasy to overtake the Republican Party. First, the GOP became explicitly Christian, uniting white Christians across doctrinal differences. As supernatural beliefs became central, the party grew receptive to political make-believe. Second, conspiracism flourished through unprecedented media infrastructure. Talk radio stations increased tenfold, reaching 45 million daily. Fox News, Drudge Report, InfoWars, and Breitbart emerged, with social media amplifying them all. Conservative media's relentless attacks on mainstream press destroyed immunity to false information, conditioning audiences to reject contradicting facts. For three centuries, America balanced fantasy and realism. The founders built checks, the Senate cooling the House's passions, the Electoral College preventing charlatans. As life grew easier, we loosened discipline. The 1960s marked the tipping point. We discarded Puritan restraint while embracing magical thinking. Yet progress persists. Americans halved violent crime, decoded the human genome, elected an African-American president. Globally, extreme poverty plummeted from over 40% to 10% since 1980. Reality-based America must stay robust. You're entitled to opinions, not facts, especially when they hurt people. Call out dangerous falsehoods. Fight the good fight in private life. Don't give friends and family free passes. Teach children to distinguish true from untrue as fiercely as right from wrong. This wasn't inevitable. We can regain balance. Every conversation insisting on facts, every moment questioning rather than accepting, every time you teach critical thinking, these are acts of resistance. The America we build depends on the truths we defend today.